trust in Allah. But tie your camel first.
So, Jack is no more. Twice he's no more. He entered the invisible realm, and when he awoke, he was no longer Jack Flanders, but El Kaba, the liberator. But then he entered a second time and awoke. And this time he was El Hassan Bizel, the sultan, the oppressor. And Sunny Skies has met a storyteller who told her a story, and as she listened, she began to see his story. And she became part of his story, and poof, she disappeared into his story.
Mojo, what time is it?
Couple minutes to four, boss. Maybe you better get some sleep, boss.
There must have been details I saw but can't remember.
Maybe come to you tomorrow.
No. It's like you said. Sometimes it's like one frame that goes by so fast unless you're awake, you missed it.
That's true, but maybe not in this case.
Why not?
We pick things out of the air that way, boss. But in this case, your mind could have got blocked.
No. Look, Mojo. Sonny was going up the street, following some music. The taxi...
But did you hear the music?
I don't know. No. It was the concierge at the hotel. He told me that she was following some music. The taxi had blown a tire. So I took off running up the street, and then I saw Sunny and called to her. She didn't hear me. She was, I don't know, maybe she was in a daze. I'm not certain. Then, poof, she disappeared. It was as though I'd blinked my eyes, missed a frame, and, well, she'd gone.
You're agitated, boss. Gotta calm the surface of the lake to see the bottom.
Yeah.
Was Miss Sunny alone?
Yeah. That's strange.
What's that?
I feel she was with someone. She was talking to someone. But I didn't see anyone. I did see someone. But I can't remember. It's funny, Mojo. Tonight, I began to see her. And how I've been... holding her at a distance. She's okay. She's warm. Well... I'm going for a walk. And, thanks, Mojo.
That's okay.
Sitting, facing the east, all night?
Yes.
Hey, can I have a scratch from your fire stick?
Oh, sure. Here.
The moon is in a new quarter. You'd like to draw my cigar?
No, thanks.
You are concerned about the coming battle.
Yes.
And that causes sadness?
Yes. Well, today we move against the king, Hassan Bazel. Some of us will suffer. Some of us will die. I just pray that whatever we accomplish, it will be worth this suffering. May Allah have mercy.
It is said that some learn through laughter and joy, and others through pain and suffering. So it must be.
So it must be. Well, they will provide many desert traps for us, I'm sure.
Magic traps. The desert itself is one large sand trap.
And what type of magic traps?
Traps for the mind.
How are they fashioned?
They are traps such that when stepped into, it will be as though placing one's head into the blacksmith's eyes. For they will squeeze tighter and tighter until the very bones split and the brains burst out through the top of the skull.
Oh, my God.
The Queen Azora knows well the invisible worlds of the mind and the magic of symbols. She is a master of mind traps.
I see.
It's written, if you are an anvil, you will suffer like an anvil. If you are a hammer, you will strike like a hammer.
Well, I just hope I don't miss and hit my thumb. Tomorrow we place our traps.
Yes. It has been so long since we have had a prey worthy of my magic.
You take great pleasure in such thoughts, my queen.
Let us hope that this false son of Elkaba is worthy of our efforts. With the aid of the true golden eye, there cannot...
The eye remains untouched. Your magic will have to be sufficient without such aids.
Then, my lord, where the eye in its proper place? Here, against your noble forehead, between thy warm brothers. Yes. Ah. Oh.